Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hey, everybody. Teresa in America.
Hi, guys. It's America. Yeah, I'm here. We're back at In the Open. So we're going to talk about something that may be a little difficult for some people to understand, but I wholly believe in it, in that being positive can make you happy, hopefully. So I wanted to kind of think about this and kind of chat about this with Teresa, because we come at it from two different angles. For me, I definitely believe that in some capacity, when you have positive thoughts and you may surround yourself with more positive actions, that can translate into you feeling better and in turn feeling happier. There's been a lot of research around this as well, if you're interested. But, Teresa doesn't necessarily agree with that aspect of being positive.
Rude. That is so not even true. Not that I don't believe in it. It's just that it's very hard for my brain to practice that. But that's part of the problem. And I totally get it. It's just that I need to understand this from a person who just goes to the opposite side of the spectrum. I know the science. I'm like, I can tell you in the ways that I've used them in the fringes to heal, but it's still very hard to like practice and live that way, because sometimes I still like, I just wonder if it's a personality thing. Like, I'm not an Eeyore. Like, if you knew me, I'm not so like stuck in my bad space that I like in our worst moments. Yes, we can be in that bad space, but I wouldn't say that my natural predisposition is to be Eeyore, but I'm not Tigger.
Yeah.
I'm not Tigger. You know,
I'm not Tigger either. Not at all. You know, I'm not in any way like this bubbly personality that, oh, yay, positivity is abound. Look, I'm just going to shower you with all of my positivity. Not at all. I'm kind of in the middle, where I have come to understand for me that by embracing more positive thinking, and you kind of see this in this space where if you actually look at my personal space, I include pictures of my family, things that make me think of happy moments. I have positive quotes kind of scattered all over, because they help me when I'm struggling in moments of anxiety, feeling overwhelmed, anger, that I'm just like, I need to focus on something to get me back to this place of, it's going to be okay. You know that it's going to be okay. So that's where I'm at, not just like overflowing with happy bubbles and whatnot.
Yeah. So I, obviously we're not like social psychologist researchers, so this is not the lens. I mean, maybe if we had a guest who could help us unpack like the science behind it. My struggle with it is always a little like, where is it about habits and where is it about personality?
Yeah.
So at least when it comes to thoughts and what makes me happy, I think some of the challenges that I have with thinking positive thoughts is that I am a horribly sarcastic, dry, dark, nihilistic humor person. So even my happy thoughts have a tinge of death.
Okay.
Death makes me happy. Maybe part of the problem.
Yeah, mine don't have any tinges of death. Mine are like all pastel and bright colors, you know. That's what's interesting about this. You know, it's not about, I don't necessarily think it's about personality so much as about creating environmentally what you need to be in a better space, which will hopefully manifest itself in an emotional way.
And probably positive psychologists would say, we're not trying to make you think happy bubble butterflies, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it really is about surrounding yourself with things that make you feel how you want to feel instead of surrounding yourself with things that make you feel the way you don't want to feel.
Yeah, because even if, like, when you're talking about, like, when you're talking about, like, these tinges of death or whatever, it's fine for you to surround yourself with that if that's what makes you feel happy. Like, if you get a chuckle out of something that is completely nihilistic and it's making you feel good, that's fine. But you recognize that about yourself instead of having a space, for example, where, you know, you have stuff on the wall that has nothing to do with you and it means nothing.
That's why I have an inherent problem with this movement, because at least from like a Instagram and looking at crap on the internet phase, like stage or whatever, like when you go online and you look at positive psychology, so much of the imagery is like, did you feel the sunshine today? I don't know. You know, it just feels like, so it doesn't make me feel better necessarily.
But that's not at all what I'm talking about.
But so then I ask, like, is that what I need? Do I need to go sit in freaking fields of daisies and like eat pollen to feel happy? Because the thought of doing that makes me feel itchy and angry.
That's where I think a lot of – there's a misconception around this idea of positive psychology, where you're saying it is about little bubbles and kittens and all of a sudden the world is better. Not at all. I don't know why I do that voice. That's my positive, like, voice.
I hate that voice. You know?
Yeah, I do too. I wish I could share this Instagram thing with you. It just has a lot of curse words.
Jeez. That makes you happy?
It makes me happy, yes. It totally makes me happy because – what I find is that a lot of people, for example, with cursing, people may not necessarily be comfortable with that. They may have different views about it, like, oh, you know, you shouldn't use curse words. A person who has, who uses curse words lacks intelligence because they're not able to actually tell you what you feel. It's like, no, I can tell you what I feel. I just need to emphasize that with a few expletives. That's the thing. It's not about just making your life into this Instagrammable thing of happiness. It's not about that. It's about surrounding yourself with things that bring you joy enough to be able to get you away, like move you away from the bad moments in a positive way instead of me like punching a hole in the wall.
I really do get that. Like, one of the things that we talk about a lot is like post-it therapy. So, gosh, almost 20 years ago, I remember putting up post-its on my wall near my bed where I had to write the thoughts that I needed to think because my brain wouldn't go there. And it wasn't like fluffy rainbows, but the comments were like, you're worthy.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. You're not broken. Things will get better. Just stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. To me, that's the closest version. And I had to do that. Like, I had to put them everywhere. I mean, I had to put them where I knew I needed it the most. So it was near my bed so I could read it the first thing I did in the morning so I could get out of bed. I had to put it in the shower because that's, you know, after your crying fit, then I could like get up to the mirror and be like, okay, this is my next step. I'm going to read it and continue to get dressed and like, you know, move on with life. And then I had to put it in the car. So I put on my on my steering wheel because then, after the crying fit in the car, then I would read the note and be like, go get your butt into work. And like, at least for me, those are my three spots that if I could just get beyond that hurdle, then I could get to work and then it would be fine.
And see, for me, that's what it is. It is about helping you move past whatever hurdle you're facing. Sometimes I find that when I talk to people around these issues, they're like, you're trying to create like this Zen-like movement. It's like, not really, dude. I know that if I allow my brain to go down a path of negativity, it will live in negativity, you know? So for me, it's more about when I'm in an anxious phase, when things just feel like I have very little control over them, it visually, because I'm a visual person, it helps me to re-engage, like take my attention away from whatever feeling I have, to be able to sit and look at a picture and be like, I remember that. I was happy. Let me just try to tap into that for just
I think a lot of people relate to that. That's you why know? They like to go back to old pictures and like just be in that space. It's just funny to me too, because I feel like positive psychology or whatever, that whole thing is just another reiteration of some form of cognitive behavioral therapy, like, which is basically also some change of some Ruggieri, I don't know, some other psychology thing, you know, which just comes back to getting out of a rut. Like, if you need to be, if you're in a rut, these are some things to help get you out of a rut. Like, you can't live in that darkness. Like, you need someone or some things around you to pull you out of the hole.
Yeah.
But at least putting up a post-it or a picture or a quote or whatever does work, because you can't control your thoughts, but you can control that you just put that picture up right there and surrounded yourself with that to see if it worked.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
I am all game with that. Like, I know that that has worked for a lot of people.
Yeah. I think too many people want to just, I want to say change. Like, you just want to change yourself, you know, and be like, oh, I'm just going to be better. I'm going to completely start doing X thing, and then it's going to change my life. When people do that and they take chunks out of their life to try to do something, I think it's hard to do that. That doesn't mean that it can't happen. I just think people have to be very conscientious and be mindful that change takes time. And for you to change negative thinking, negative habits, anything that you think is negative, you have to create the framework for you to be able to get onto that path and make change occur over time, not tomorrow. And all of a sudden your life is changing, because inevitably people feel like crap because they can't maintain it.
Yeah. And it is hard work, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the act of putting up a positive quote or whatever it is that derails you from the negative. It because I think long-term change is hard, because it only sticks if it actually changed whether or not you truly believed the negative voice in your head.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just putting crap around you. Mm-hmm. And nothing is actually changing inside. And that's not helpful.
Yeah, that's the piece where, you know, sometimes when I'm in a funk and I just feel not good. And for me, it's just like darkness. That's what I describe it. Just darkness. I want to close the shutters, nothing. I don't want any light in.
Yeah.
But for me to get better, to get out of that, I always go back to this one place of like, get up and take a shower. Get up and take a shower. Can you take a shower? Can you take a shower? Let's go take a shower, you know? And like, you're talking yourself up to this, because the act of doing that one thing kind of will help, like a little snowball, right? Okay, I've taken a shower, and it's one thing. And by you doing that, then you create an opportunity for a little bit of light to come in, and you're like, oh, look at all this crap that I have lying around here. Let me pick up one thing. And by creating that, that's the small moments of, I'm going to say, clarity, then it gets you back onto a path of positivity.
Or action, even. I definitely see, like, if I could go out of my thoughts and just do a thing, then once I – and this is definitely rooted in, like, theory. People have, like, done research on that or whatever, like behavioralism versus cognitivism. And I definitely feel like if I can get out of my head and just do a thing – like, take an action, then my thoughts.
See, will for follow. Me, that's where it is.
Until the next step. And it's just like a back and forth of the both, like thoughts, behaviors, do the thing.
Hopefully, in my mind, what ends up happening is the more steps I take in gaining some clarity, whatever, making changes for myself, the more I can create the space for it. And for me, that's really key for me in creating, like, whether it is positive quotes, pictures, even putting up, you know, I don't know, some people may paint or something, you know, if they put cleaning up your workspace so that you can tackle that again in a kind of with clarity. I say clarity because when, for me, anything that is negative is very dark, and positivity and light and all that is clarity. It's just this ability to move past all this negative crap and feel lighter, better. I would say that a couple of things for people to think about if you are trying to do better for yourself so that you have happier thoughts. Don't think about it as a thing that you are trying to be, change your personality to be this bubbly thing. Not at all. Find the things that make you happy so that you can latch on to them when you need them the most.
Jessica got me a book for Christmas called Everything is the Worst, a book for people who just can't. And that is my version. If I could just cut out every single page from that book and put it on my wall, I guess that would be my version of what's it's like. But I struggle because I'm like, is that actually positive psychology, or actually am I reinforcing in a sarcastic tone my negative beliefs?
I don't think so.
Somebody else would say, you're wrong, America.
More than likely, somebody would probably say that I'm wrong. That's fine. People disagree with me all the time. The actual thing, though, that I would think about is, if it's bringing you joy in some capacity and not doing anything negative to you, not being detrimental to your recovery, to you moving forward, then it's not bad.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Because that's, it's like you finding your people and you not having to explain my sarcasm. Don't worry about it. This is just me. And other people are like, why are you explaining? No, yo, I got you. I understand. That's just part of the process of being accepted.
I just feel like some people would say, no, you have to write the thought that's positive. And if that thought's not positive.
Who defines positive?
The positive psychology people.
No way, dude.
Don't know.
No.
The Wizard of Oz.
Positivity is self-defined.
Okay.
That's my perspective.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I think that's more inclusive.
Yeah, dude. Don't expect me to be all bubbly. What the? No way, dude. And people be like, what happened to you? So no.
Okay, great. All right, everyone. Keep fighting in the open.
We'll talk to you next time.
Find joy. Bye.